Welcome back, one and all, to the Our Outdoors portion of your weekend. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. Hope you're checking it out up there, tuning in to all of the great fishing information that you need to make the most of this month of May. There's some alliteration for you. Get those rods, get everything spooled up and ready to go. We've got the Memorial Day weekend staring us down in about 7 days. So hopefully you're geared up, your boat's ready, you got everything greased and loaded up and gassed up and ready to hit the water. Make sure you have those PFDs, those life jackets, especially for those youngsters as you're out there getting on the water. We've had a really nice stretch and waters are warming. That means fishing is picking up. You're seeing those smallmouth bass starting to stage for the spawn. You're probably seeing some largemouth movement as well. And of course, those walleyes coming off the spawn are going to give you an opportunity to get on some fish. So there's a lot of stuff going on under the surface that you need to be keyed in on and clued into so that you can get out and get the most out of this weekend and next weekend and on into the summer. Be ready to hit those waters and catch your favorite fish, especially when you have a few extra days off here and there and the weather aligns for an awesome fishing trip. Additionally, remember, June 7th is the deadline to get your firearms deer tag in. You know, we're over 50,000 still, so there's a lot of good opportunities to get in on that lottery and get after, you know, big old Otis out there next fall when it comes to the firearms deer season. So we did see a drop in tags, but that opportunity is coming up quick. You certainly do not want to miss out on your chance to get a buck tag for the fall. gf.nd.gov, under their Buy and Apply tab, that's going to get you all set up for your autumn hunt, or at least a shot at getting out there in the field. Now, hopefully you're going to be able to get out on the water and catch some of your favorite eater fish, crappies, panfish, walleyes, whatever it might be. We've got tips for battering those fish with a new offering from a West Fargo angler who is steeped in angling tradition. That's coming up right after this quick break. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Things are firing up for the season. And speaking of seasons, we got some great seasoning suggestions coming out there. We're talking with Todd Reddick today. If you don't know this guy, on the sneak, he's been everywhere on the angling scene, from dealing with sonars to crafting his own anchors, and now venturing out with Grandpa Don Seasonings. We have with us owner Todd Reddick. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, there's a little bit of a breeze in the background. We know you're up there on Devil's Lake. How's the bite going?
You know, I just got up here yesterday for my first time, and midday, the water temps rose a little bit, sunny, no wind, fishing was really good. Got out early this morning, water temp dropped about 5 degrees, and it's a lot slower. I'm just hoping it picks up this afternoon.
Sure thing. Hopefully with some sunshine, that'll get things going. Now, as we've mentioned, and as we can tell, you're an avid angler and a North Dakota businessman steeped in kind of a number of niches throughout the fishing industry, starting with Lowrance. Talk about your work on the sonar side of things and your experience there.
Well, I just kind of enjoy helping people out, and there's a shortage of people to do installs and stuff, and I'm from the Fargo area, so just do a few of them, you know, to keep things rolling and getting guys on the water, everything set up right. Kind of a part-time thing between fishing and all my other little business ventures we have going.
That's certainly correct. And obviously, too, on that side of things, you're also an inventor, creating one of the most effective river anchors we've seen in the region when it comes to fishing sturgeon up on the Rainy or keeping positioned on the Red. Share with us how your love of creating things to help your fishing came to be.
10 years ago, we started fishing the Rainy with a group of friends, and we're kind of new to it and using anchors like the Fluke anchor stuff, just, and I'm watching everyone struggle anchor really. So I just went to work and tried a few different designs, and it took me 4 or 5 tries, and I found a really good one. Folds up, fits in storage, and you drop it, catches every time. Watch the other people drift by, and we just get to laugh at that. So it worked out really good and went into production, selling a few, and things are going pretty good with that. Make a couple different sizes, one for you know, your smaller boat. We get up to your 21-foot fiberglass boat. I got a large one for that.
Yeah, it's great to have that option, and certainly when you see that need and put it out there, it's good to bring it all together. Now we go from the technology side and the tradecraft side of the angling industries to taste. You and your wife have launched Grandpa Don Seasonings and a brand new fish breading coming out this year. How did that happen?
Well, we just started about 7-8 years ago. We had a son, and for his birthday party, we decided to do a fish fry. We were pretty avid in the outdoors, and we were kind of known for, you know, having people over for outdoor-type stuff, wild game. And so we did a fish fry, and we had 50, 100 people over, and fish turned out pretty good. We were using store-bought breading. that summer after the birthday, we decided if we're going to have people over like this, we should think about trying to make our own, and spent that year kind of researching it, developing and getting it just where we wanted it. People were commenting how good it was and could notice an improvement over the prepackaged run-of-the-mill breading we were using. And then we started giving it away, and friends were taking bags of it and bags of it. Everyone's saying we should bring it to market. I thought, well, if we're giving away this much, we should be able to sell a little bit of it. So we went into production, did a little packaging, and things are going pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely exciting to see that come. GrandpaDonSeasonings.com. Check it out. We're talking with Todd Reddick. He's the owner of Grandpa Don's Seasonings. When we look at it here, give us some background. Who is Grandpa Don, and what was his influence on you and this new foray?
Well, Grandpa Don was my dad, Donald Reddick. He was really big into fishing. When I was a kid, we spent weeks upon weeks in the boat. A lot of fish fries for the friends and stuff. He was just a real big influence in it. Before we come to market here, he passed away, and we just decided we'd use his name just to honor him a little bit, being he got us started in this, got our whole family into the outdoors, and just a good wholesome sport, you know, for all the kids to enjoy. So thought we'd honor him with that a little bit.
Absolutely. With every bite, it's a memory there of Grandpa Don. What should folks know about, obviously you catch a lot of walleyes up there on Devil's Lake as we're talking right now. What should folks know about their catch, preserving it, and making sure each fillet is best before it hits the breading bucket?
I'm a real big fan of bleeding them out and keeping them on ice in the boat instead of the live well. Especially with invasive species laws now, you have to drain the live well and think of a way to get them back to the cleaning shack anyways with a clean and dry boat. So we bleed all our fish, put them on ice right away, clean them, take care of them, soak them in water. Do your process how you wish at home, but I'm really a fan of bleeding them out and putting them on ice.
You're right, keep them cool, and you're going to preserve that meat for a great meal. What should folks know when it comes to breading those fish using Grandpa Don's? What is your preferred method, and what are some recommendations for breading them up?
We recommend soaking them in milk first, shaking them in the breading in a Ziploc bag or in a bowl to get an even coating. It's a good tip for our breading or anyone's breading. Just let it sit for 4 or 5 minutes before you deep fry it. Get some of the moisture off the surface of the fish absorbed in the breading. That way it doesn't steam the breading. Helps it stick better in your final cook.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes down to putting it there in the hot oil, what are some of your frying recommendations when it comes to using Grandpa Don's?
I just prefer the 375 degree oil. Get it cooked right away. Get a nice crispy coating. We recommend not using eggs. I feel if you use egg, you get some thicker and thinner spots in breading. So if you just use milk, it's more of consistent. And with Grandpa Don's, we have the seasoning just to the perfect level where you'd like to have it. So if you get a thicker clump from an egg, it'll be a little over seasoned there, I feel. So just recommend milk. Milk wash only.
Helping with that uniformity when it comes to the breading. Finally here, wrapping up with Todd Reddick. He is the owner of Grandpa Don's Seasonings at GrandpaDonSeasonings.com. Where can folks find Grandpa Don's at this time to get their fish breaded, and what does the future look like for the company?
Obviously always available, GrandpaDonSeasoning.com. We have a few retailers on our website you can go to. In Fargo, we got Meats by John and Wayne's, Fargo Bait and Tackle, Dakota Tackle out west. Numerous grocery stores. You'll find a list of them on our website there. I don't want to leave anyone out.
Certainly good to have those options both online and out there, IRL. Todd, we appreciate all the work you put in on the fishing scene, whether it be through sonar, anchors, and of course now with Grandpa Don's. Wish you the best of luck while you're out there on Devil's Lake, and most importantly, thanks for being on the show.
I sure appreciate the opportunity, Nick. I've caught two while we've been talking. It's kind of a struggle to not make a bunch of noise, that's for sure.
So there you have it, folks, a man who is truly in the midst of the action, who truly lives fishing when it comes to everything from tech to trade, right now to taste as well. Grandpa Don's, and that's GrandpaDon's Seasonings.com. Grandpa Don's, check it out. Great breading. Get your walleyes all dressed up, battered up, and ready to hit the fryer. I hope you're getting out there right now. As Todd alluded to, the bite is turning on across the state. There are a lot of great opportunities to get kids out there. Those walleye bites are going to be fast from the Missouri River on up to Devil's Lake. I'm sure Sakaka Wheel will kick off as well. And there's a lot of spots, remember, close to home. Check out those lakes that you might have nearby. gf.nd.gov. Click on that Where to Fish tab, and that's going to connect you with the waters all around you. Most of the lakes statewide as well are stocked with trout. We're setting up for a gorgeous Memorial Day type weekend next weekend, but we've got some days in between and a lot of time to scout out those places where you're going to be running around. And remember, more importantly, this is ANS Awareness Week. Before we close things out, I want you to think clean, drain dry. We're watching for those zebra mussels. We're watching for that curly leaf pondweed. We're making sure that there's no bait fish floating around in our bait buckets. And all the water's drained out of our live wells, our bait wells, and the back of our boats every time we come out of the water. Clean, drain, dry. ANS Awareness Week. Let's keep those waters safe. Last year we had no spread in North Dakota. Fingers crossed that it stays that way, and I'm sure it will when you're the one who's putting in the effort at the boat launch to make sure that happens. And if you do, you know I'll see you in our outdoors.